seca la candela, oh, fear that it will be. Hallelujah. You cannot energize yourself by sitting down. Just get up, walk around, speak to God this morning. Hallelujah. Begin to energize our spirits. Hallelujah. Activate something within you. Activate the wells. Hallelujah. There are channels within that need to explode. Hallelujah. They are waiting for you to cause them to explode. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Because it says, out of your flesh shall flow rivers of living waters. Hallelujah. That means there must be a bubbling within the well. There must be a bubbling within. He said, withdraw water out of the well of salvation. Hallelujah. Masukota Ramana says now. Nayabala Fabrika Bukusum Sinabara. They can say take a kara. Ye prakasum vela commandes to now. Mayagatakata. Maruka Supariya de Sute Karama. Zetu Batu Paraka. Yet the blend yet in the Sunni. Raya Gasa Tatarava. Maya Gasu Tonse Karatravi. Raya Gasa Tataruk. Maya Gasu Tasuparuk. Yakapenso Tense Barak. Yakavina Travina Kupariya this. Raya Gasa Tatarava. Hallelujah. Can we just speak in tongues in the next 7 minutes? Maya Gasu Travi Kalema. Maya Gasa Tataria is so far. Mama said, Ella Pavia is so tomana. Yatatra be carried all circle of him. Ragagate Karatara. Yamasu Kuri. Yakasatra Fika Yamapisuna. Nikatati Karatapa Yakuta. Yakasatata. Marakasu Tatuba. Yakapeso Tabita. We need to generate energy right from within. Hallelujah. Masu Kurfila Kana. Humana. They can carry the pencil tata. They can think to the kids and to carry the state. Oh, my God, Tommy Calibos. Oh, my Satatara. They can so take a tata. I speak to my spirit. I speak to my soul. I speak to my body. For the kids of my soul. Come to the spirit of the living God this morning. They can so to carry the state. They can sometimes soul. Let life and energy, let them begin to proceed. Hallelujah, from the bottom of the heart. Let them begin to affect my spirit. This disposition of my spirit. This disposition of my soul. This disposition of my body. Let the blood of Yeshua flow this morning. Let this blood begin to flow. Let the blood of God from Calvary Street. Let it begin to flow this morning. Let it begin to provide a covenant for the people of God. Let it begin to do a work of prophecy in the heart of everyone. Let the Lord know. Let the Lord know. Let the Lord know. Yet can sort of be as the son of the body. May I get such a time? No one. Oh, let us not be carnival. Let there be cleansing from every spot, from every darkness. Let there be a flow of the blood. The blood affecting every area, affecting all of my mind, affecting my soul in the name of Jesus, affecting my emotion, affecting my will, my desire. Let the blood flow this morning. Let there be a torch. Let there be a torch from heaven come for a job. We have come for God. We have come before this world of the living God. My soul will fail. Therefore, let the world begin to flow. Let the world begin to flow. Let it begin to touch. Here comes Sunana. Here comes Barika. Here comes Sumana. Here comes Yakasan Soda. Here comes Satatalawa. Oh, I can't touch you in my heart. Here comes Pansu Bentibara. Yakasin Tekun Zipara. Here comes Satatalawa. Oh, my God, I can't take out the world. We are by the Tatu Maria, they are the Sina, that is Utele, that is Utara, that is Utara, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, my Father, have mercy upon us this morning, and save us, my Father, have mercy, O God, and deliver us, my God, Father, have mercy, O God, and break the chains, break the fetters, O God, we have the Sukuna Tata, my Sukha to follow, that is. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh my Father, let's send me your name and send me. Oh God, Father, In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Father, let's sanctify your name. Ha, te kuna tata vika put. Baya kasi pute kantu barak. Yet penso kamsi farak. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let's sanctify your name. Oh God. Maya kasa tabia miso kota tana. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, I am he that I am. Thank you, Lord. We step into the light. Father, we come into the light. Hallelujah. Oh God, that we might have fellowship. We'll be out with one another. Oh God, therefore let your light join every darkness within. Lord, let your light join every light, every darkness around. Lord, let your light. Oh God, and let your fire be ignited within our soul as we present our bodies as living sacrifice unto you this morning, O God, that our offering, that our sacrifice will be holy and acceptable unto you, Jehovah.
If not, you will be praying amiss. Praise God. But there is nothing wrong with our prayer telling God what we want. But there is something that is much more than that. Hallelujah. When we come before God and we present our petition, there is something that begins to rub off on us. Hallelujah. Amen. We begin to receive energy from God. Hallelujah. You cannot be in the presence of God, and the presence of God, the glory of God, the power of God does not rub off on you. Are you with me, brethren? Hallelujah. One scripture, Moses did it, he was in the presence of God. And he did not even ask for it. Hallelujah. That the glory of God was upon him. And he gave that man to God look at his face. Are you with me, brethren? Because he has been where? In the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. When we begin to be in the presence of God, there is something that will begin to rub off. The glory of God will begin to be made manifest. We'll become carriers of the presence of God. Hallelujah. We'll begin to wear, hallelujah, the presence of God as a garment. Glory to God. Because we have come and the tabernacle, hallelujah, our heavenly tabernacle, will begin to dwell with men. Glory to God. Praise God. So let's read from verse 22. Because there are points of prayer. Hallelujah. He said, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him onto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. Are we together? Praise God. They have been together. He says enough. Sorry. Matthew 14, from verse 22. Amen. He has been with them. Is there anything wrong in having fellowship? Nothing wrong. Hallelujah. Is there anything wrong in having relationship, having friends around? Nothing wrong. Praise God. Amen. Is there anything wrong even in performing miracles and doing all those things? Nothing is wrong. Praise God. But there comes a time when a man will separate himself. Hallelujah. If you need power, if you need to walk in certain dimensions with God, hallelujah. There is a time a man separates himself from the noise. Separates himself from certain relations, certain engagements. Hallelujah. And this is what I find lacking. Hallelujah. Both with me and with some of my brethren. We say all. Hallelujah. We enjoy the fellowship. Hallelujah. How was today's message? Wonderful. Hallelujah. It's good. Hallelujah. There comes a time when a man must do what? Separate himself. If not, you remain in faith. If not, you remain powerless. If not, you hear the stories about the things that God is doing. It doesn't happen in your life. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, now it is okay. In fact, it's like sending, you know, giving somebody a French key. He said, now you want to get into what? The sheep. Are you with me, brother? He told them, get into the sheep. Look at him there. He told them. They are straight away. Jesus constrained what? His disciples to do what? To get into what? A ship. He sent them away. Hallelujah. Amen. And to go before him onto the other side. There is an other side. Hallelujah. We're not talking about the other side today. But there is always an other side. There is a better side that Jesus wants you to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is a better side. Hallelujah. Don't always want to enjoy his presence alone. But you also want to do something in your life that will bring about a change. That will change your position. Because we get too familiar, we get too comfortable where we are. But Jesus desires more. And I think that is what that scripture is, that whole thing we're going to read is trying to capture. That there is much more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Look at verse 23. Okay, before then he said, why he sent the what? The multitudes what? Away. Multitudes. Look, it's good to have good fellowship. But there is a fellowship that is deeper than this one we're having here. And that is the one that you and God are engaged in. Are you with me, brethren? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 23, he said, and when he had done what? Sent the multitudes away,
He did what? He went up into what?
A mountain apart to do what? To pray.
Hallelujah. Do you think he wasn't enjoying the fellowship of the brethren? He was. Certainly he was. But the time comes, he said, listen, if I need to acquire enough strength, enough energy to be able to deal with the issues of life, I need to rise and go to the mountain. Hallelujah. Brethren, the mountain is where you get energy. That is where you can get strength from God. Many patriarchs did the same. Moses did the same. Hallelujah. Many of them went up to the mount. And when they got there, God visited them. Hallelujah. And many of them did not remain the same. Glory to God. He said, and when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And I pray this morning that the Lord will begin to quicken something in your heart. So begin to go up to the mountain. Brethren, we cannot afford to remain on this evil plane. Aramasa. Many of us are going on this evil plane. It is just low. And God is bringing situations in our way. Hallelujah. That calls for attention to go up to the mountain. He's bringing certain things that happen to you. They are all points of call for you to rise and go to the mountain.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not allowing the devil to throw things at you anyhow. He has a purpose for it. And the purpose is to call them quickly. Hallelujah. Maybe everything is okay for us. We are so comfortable. Hallelujah. Every month when you go, your bank accounts, they have paid your salary. So you don't have any need to worry. Sometimes I wonder our brethren overseas. You know, everything is going to arrange. No problems. If a financial problem arises, you go to the bank. You have credit card. Hallelujah. And that is why many are not rising. Hallelujah. That is why many. Hallelujah. The only thing that begins to saddle some of our brethren is because, those that live over, it's when sickness comes. And they say it's cancer. Everybody's agitated. Hallelujah. But if we talk about utilities, all those ones are taking care of. Praise God. Are you following me, brother?
Amen.
If you are in a rural place, you will know what hardship is. And that will drive you to God. Hallelujah. Listen, brother, there are people that live in the mountain. 24 hours. They pass day and night. Hallelujah. What are they looking for? They are separating themselves and seeking for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Their provision is not on the material plane. Their provision of strength is on the mountaintop. Hallelujah. Therefore, brethren, we need to rise. Get on the mountain. Set yourself apart. I don't know what the challenge might be, but what the Lord is saying, go up the mountain. You know, Jesus went up to the mount to receive an energy to do the extraordinary. I don't know whether you know that. Hallelujah. He went up to the mount. Hallelujah. To receive the energy that is required to do certain things. Hallelujah. And every time when he ministered to the people, he would separate himself and go up to the mount. Hallelujah. To refuel power and energy. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we need to follow Jesus. Follow what Jesus did. And you will not be lacking in strength, you will not be lacking in power, you will not be lacking in energy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, and when the evening was come, he was what? He was there. In other words, he spent nothing less than about 24 hours he was on the mountain. He stayed there until evening time. He was there until evening time. Hallelujah. Let me ask you. Is there any cook up the mountain? Is there a cook in the mountain? Hallelujah. Is anybody providing food here in the mountain? No food. Is there any water up there? No water. It was there what? Alone. Praise God. Are you being present? Hallelujah. You know that once he was there? He was just in the presence of God. He was just fasting. He will just pray. Hallelujah. I say, God, that is where I want to be. Praise
praise God. These are just preambles. What I've said now is preamble. Take note of it. God is requiring and calling you to separate yourself apart, away from the noise. Hallelujah. There is something was showing us. Hallelujah. My wife and I. The time that we are now in, there is what is called stormy wind. Hallelujah. There is noise. And there is what? Wind. Are you with me, brethren? Hallelujah. And it will require people of power to be able to withstand this moment.
I don't know how many of you that know that you are in the midst of the sea. Hallelujah. The Lord chose you there. You remember He sent them. I thought since He has sent them, everything will go celery-wery. Do you understand? There will be no obstacles. There will be no trouble. Hallelujah. There will be no hindrances. There will be no resistances. Since it's the Lord that did what? Send them. But it is not always so. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He carried them and dumped them and in the middle of the sea, the middle of nowhere. That was where they were. Hallelujah. Do you know the good part? He now allowed what? What did he allow? You haven't read that story. Hallelujah. He allowed wind, tempest to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, and the ship was now in the midst of the sea. Tossed with what? Waves. There are waves. Hallelujah. There are waves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a swelling. That's the word, the wave. The swelling. Hallelujah. There is a swelling. Hallelujah. Of the waters. There is a billow. Hallelujah. Busting and hallelujah. And knocking the sheep that they were in. Hallelujah. That was what happened. He released them into the waves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The things that the Lord allows to come to your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They are already programmed. And the intention is to make you strong. Hallelujah. Praise God. When they come, don't be discouraged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The other thing is that when they come, you have the authority to rebuke them. Hallelujah. Because these are what? Spirits. Are you with me? Praise God. Amen. Like I shared sometime, there are aquatic spirits. Hallelujah. Sometimes they just begin to rear up their ugly heads. Hallelujah. You come in the middle of nowhere and something begin to stir itself up against you. It is calling for a time of prayer. Hallelujah. It is coming for a time when you know, they have been with Jesus. So they have acquired some bit of strength. Some bit of energy. This is the time to put it to test. Hallelujah. This is the time, hallelujah, to put it to test. You know, there is a sense in which we can hear the Lord. And we hear just a little. And there is no strength, there is no faith to be able to drive that which the Lord has spoken to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There is no strength. They were with Jesus. They had some faith. You will see it in the scripture there. Hallelujah. But there is no strength to be able to drive what they have heard the Lord on the mountain. What they have heard Him. What He spoke to them. When they were with Him. A few moments ago, they were with Him. But He said, now, you guys, just go. Get into the ship. Get out of here. Go to the other side. But there was no strength to begin to domesticate what He has spoken to them while they were with Him. Hallelujah. Brother, that is the dilemma of the church. And that is where we are. We come to church, we hear the Lord. Hallelujah. We hear the Lord. Can you just give me some money? Just hold on, please. You're gone. Okay, fine. We'll pray. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for them as they go to the prison. We ask, oh God, that your power will go with them. That the power they have generated from this little prayer meeting will carry them to deal with demonic forces, to deal with every contrary spirit that we find in the prison environment. Father, empower them, grant them boldness to declare your word in the mighty name of Jesus. May they go with peace.
For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, Masukenai. Thank you, Jesus. So the people have generated enough strength. But when the moment came for them to utilize that, there was a problem. And that is the challenge we have in the church, brethren. Hallelujah. That is the challenge we have. We hear a lot. We hear, but the response rate is not commensurate to the energy that the Lord is putting in that word, in that ministry. And God is calling us to come up. When you hear, you begin to do it. You know, hallelujah. That, you know, when I hear certain things that certain people preach, hallelujah. And I know that it is real, it is true in the word of God. Hallelujah. I try as much as possible to practice it. Are you with me, brethren? Are you with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that was their problem. They were with him, but he allowed it to come. The storms came. The waves came. You know, the atmospheric, the wind began to blow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And when they began to blow, the people were, they were in a state where they couldn't even move forward. And you know what? It was a time of the fourth watch. Hallelujah. He says, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking what? On the sea. Hallelujah. The essence of the power he has acquired from the mountain is now playing out. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know what he wanted them to do? His plan was for them to begin to walk on water. Hallelujah. They need to have dominion over the aquatic realm. They need to have power over the atmospheric. They need to have power over the terrestrial. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Jesus was walking on water, and somebody saw him. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were what? Troubled, saying, it is what? A spirit. And they cried out for fear. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. They cried out. Hallelujah. Out of fear, they cried out. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good what? Cheer. Hallelujah. One word that will bring peace to your heart and to my heart this morning is to do what? Be of what? Good cheer. That word means be of good comfort. Hallelujah. Be comforted that no matter the storm, hallelujah, whether it be from the sea, whether it be from the waves, whether it be from the noise, he said, be what? Yeah. Of good comfort. Hallelujah. No matter what the trouble is, there is someone that is in control. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. This church, did anybody constrain you people to say hallelujah? Amen. Is anybody stopping you? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, be of good comfort. Be of good cheer. Hallelujah. And he followed it up and said, do not be what? Afraid. Hallelujah. Fear is a torment. Hallelujah. And when you have fear, you do not have faith. I have said that several times. When there is fear, there is no faith. Hallelujah. You will be running helter-skelter to settle out. You know, what I have learned over some few days and few months is that when there is trouble, be calm. Hallelujah. Be calm. Hallelujah. 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 Be calm. Just be quiet. Hallelujah. Don't be running helter-skelter, troubling yourself. God is in control. Hallelujah. In the quietness of that, he's going to speak to you through this still small voice and tell you, I am in charge. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Hallelujah. This is the verse that I was talking about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And verse 29, he said, and he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, there are two things that Jesus wanted to prove to Peter here, and that is the point of our prayer burden this morning. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of you know that we have walked on this land for so long because we have so much, you know, assurance that when you step on this water, on this ground, it is sure. Hallelujah. It is certain. So you don't need to think twice to walk. Because you know you are walking on what? Dry ground. Amen. Hallelujah. But there is something Jesus wanted to prove. And that is, hallelujah, dealing with your doubt, dealing with your unbelief, dealing with uncertainties in our lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus wants you to move away from the comfort zone. Hallelujah. It's so comfortable to walk in the terrestrial. Do you understand? It's so comfortable. You can see, you can feel, you can see. But it's not the same when you are walking on water. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the first leg you put, you hear kukum. Hallelujah. That sound alone. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tells you that you are not walking on land. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you are following what I'm saying. You are not. Hallelujah. Walking on land is certain. It's a very comfortable environment to walk. Hallelujah. But walking on water, dealing with the waters, is not the same. Hallelujah. It's not the same. Jesus wanted them to acquire another skill on how to deal with what? Walking on water. Hallelujah. In fact, haven't you seen in that story that it's only Peter that had the courage to ask him? Others did not have any courage. They are comfortable. Hallelujah. They are just waiting for the ship to come off the shore. They start walking. Hallelujah. Even some who were on the sea. Hallelujah. That is in the boat. They are not very sure. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But you see a man, hallelujah, who could be on water, hallelujah, and he will fall asleep. Hallelujah. He was on the boat. He slept off. That tells you there is a realm. You come into God, you have dominion over the powers of the sea. Hallelujah. There is a realm you come into. You can walk on water. Everything is subject unto you. Hallelujah. Amen. He could speak to the wind. He could speak to the storm. He said, peace, what? Be still. And they will obey him. It's a realm. Hallelujah. Amen. And that skill is acquired up the mount. As we have read. It's acquired on the mount. He went there, he prayed. Separated himself. Hallelujah. To pray. Without food, without water. Hallelujah. When he was done, he came down. And he began to walk on water. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brethren, there is a movement in the spirit. For you and for me. I don't want to say the church now. But individually, there is a place God wants us to move away from. Move away from the comfort zone. And begin to walk in the place. To deal with your doubt. To deal with your unbelief. Praise God. Amen. And he said to him, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he did what? He walked on the water. Hallelujah. He stepped there. Bam. Bam. And I don't know about you. If it's me, I'll be walking and looking at him. Do you really mean it? Do you really mean it? Do you say I should come? Hallelujah. But as you were there, he heard a sound. Whee! That was the wind. He turned. And maybe he turned away his eyes. Pam, he began to go down. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You begin it with him, you end it with him. Hallelujah. You must keep on keeping your eyes on him. Hallelujah. Otherwise, you are going to go down. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Peter set his gaze on Jesus. That initial time, it was good. Hallelujah. And I'm sure others in the ship were still saying, boy, is it not the same Peter we are with here? Boy, something is happening to this man. The man is shifting. He is shifting the position of things. Hallelujah. But bam, something happens. He turns his eyes. And there he began to go down. Hallelujah. Brother, that is where we are. Hallelujah. The consistent gaze of our eyes on Jesus will sustain the power of the energy we acquire from Him. That when we begin to look at circumstances, right now there are situations, the wind is blowing. The wind is blowing. The storm is blowing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The wind is coming. The storm is coming. Hallelujah. The noisome pestilence is coming. Hallelujah. Everything is coming against the people that say they have faith in God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the people must keep their gaze on Jesus. Hallelujah. To be able to overcome. Hallelujah. But when he saw the wind boisterous, the wind, hallelujah, it has moved from just being wind. It has become what? Boisterous. And what does the word boisterous mean? Hallelujah. It has become powerful. It has become strong. Strong wind is coming. Hallelujah. We are in the midst of that wind. Hallelujah. But the people must begin to rise. A people must begin to go up the mount. A people must begin to desire the power and the presence of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This wind, this time is not an ordinary wind. It's the posterior type. It's the type, hallelujah. Peka Sotena is the type that is mighty. It's the type that is powerful. It's the type that is very strong. Hallelujah. But he says that they that know their God, they shall be strong. And they shall do exploit. They will be able to stop the wind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say it was boisterous. He was afraid. Peter was afraid. Hallelujah. Of the wind. And many of us, our hearts are beginning to go down. But the Lord is saying to you, be strong. Amen. He said, and the beginning to sink, he began to go down. He began to sink. In the midst of that, he cried out. He said, what? Save me. Lord, do what? Save me. That is the cry that must come from the saints. Hallelujah. For the wind is coming. The waves are coming. They have lifted up their voice. Hallelujah. But there is a people that will lift up their voice in prayer and say, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. Or else I perish. Glory to God. He said, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand. When you cry out, Jesus is going to stretch forth his hand and is going to pull you. Hallelujah. He will not let you sink. He will not let you go down. Hallelujah. For this is the hour of lifting. He said, for when men are cast down, that there is what? Always a lifting up. There is a lifting up coming. Hallelujah. There is a lifting up for the church. There is a time of lifting up. Hallelujah. He said that he's the lifter up of my head. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let there be a lifting up of every head that have been cast down. You are our glory. You are the lifter up of our head. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. May the Lord catch you today. Hallelujah. In the midst of that confusion, in the midst of your comfort zone, may the Lord stretch forth his hand and begin to catch each and every one of us. And said unto him, O thou, what? Of little faith. Hallelujah. You know why he said little faith? Because they have heard him just recently. But their faith did not go more than what they heard. Their faith needed to be, you know, exploited. To challenge the environment. To challenge the situation they were in. But that little faith was just there. I pray that it will not be so with us, brethren. Let our faith begin to rise. Hallelujah. Let our faith begin to increase. He said, wherefore did thou what? Doubt. Why he threw Peter, hallelujah, encouraged him to come, is so that he will begin to challenge the status quo. Hallelujah. He begin to challenge the physical, that just the terrestrial terrain. Hallelujah. It seemed that Peter was okay remaining there. But he said, listen, you need to move. You need to move from where you are. Hallelujah. And begin to go further. Begin to quicken and challenge your faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. God is bringing a new model for the church. And that is the realm where we begin to challenge our doubts. I don't think you understand it. It has become, for example, you say you want to do a business. I'm just using this. Want to do a business of 10 million. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you go and tell a brother, bro, I want to do a business of 10 million. You know the first thing he will ask you, are you sure? Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you really? How many persons have done it and succeeded? Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying? Hallelujah. He begins, that is challenging, you know, stirring up, not just stirring up doubts in your mind. It doesn't matter whether you heard God, an angel appeared to you in the night. When once you hear that, it's going to what? Likely going to do what? Deflect your faith. He said, but it's true. Nobody has done it before. Hallelujah. So I don't think this thing is viable. Hallelujah. That was the same thing he threw at Eve. He said, Are you really sure? Hallelujah. Praise God. Bringing it home. You know, we have been talking about the power of the endless life. And they say, you say to people that you are not meant to die. Are you sure? That was what Jesus was challenging here. Challenging the world of uncertainties and doubts that we carry around. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when he said that, many of them, including Peter, many of them, you know, Peter has always had a problem of doubt. I don't know whether you know that. Praise God. Praise God. Go and check it. But at the same time, he was such a very strong man, ready to do the will of God. And that is why he always attempted, hallelujah, to change the equation of things. Hallelujah. Praise God. This morning, I don't know the burden you have come with. I don't know the situation that have prevailed over a period of time. Hallelujah. I don't know the things that have cast, you know, doubt over the exploits that you feel the Lord is giving you or dimensions God wants to bring you into. Hallelujah. But this morning, hallelujah, there is a word that is coming to us. That there is a new model that God is bringing. Entirely a new protocol that breaks the power of doubt and unbelief over our hearts and over our souls. You know, the people of God must be strong in this time. stand on our feet. Hallelujah. Just stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Let's stand on our feet. Hallelujah. Can you just begin to pray? Tell God this morning, you want to deal with one element. The name of that element is called doubt. Hallelujah. The Lord wants you to break, hallelujah, this spiritual hindrance. This thing that have made many not to attain and to lay hold on their inheritance. It is called doubt. D-O-U-B-T. Doubt. It's a 5-letter word. Hallelujah. That have hindered many not to get into their inheritance. A man like Moses, the Lord told him, he said, just speak to the rock. But you know what? He had doubt. Hallelujah. He hit it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God was angry with him. Many in this humanity, including me, brethren, hallelujah, we are losing our inheritance because of doubt, because of unbelief. Hallelujah. And the Lord is calling us that a people must break this ancient protocol that have held many captive. Hallelujah. This wicked, wicked, wicked thing that the enemy has brought. It was introduced in Eden. Hallelujah. That brought Eve and brought Adam to where he was. Hallelujah. And made him not to attain. Hallelujah. Can you just begin to tell God this morning, you come to deal with an element. It's just one element. And the name is called doubt. Hallelujah. He said, if you have doubt as the waving of the sea, that you are unstable in your ways and you will not be able to receive anything from the hands of the Lord. So the Lord is calling us, hallelujah, to break this element. Can we just begin to pray? If you don't know what to say, just speak in tongues. Say, God, deal. Deal with this doubt. Deal with the unbelief within me. It has a residency in the heart of the many, many people of God. And God is saying, deal with it this morning. Fire Kasena. He said, if you have faith as little as a mustard, if you have little faith, hallelujah, that you'll be able to speak to the doubt and they will leave. In the name of Jesus, let's begin to pray. Hallelujah. Just talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. Talk to the Lord this morning. Hey, including our children, every one of you, begin to turn to God. Begin to talk to God. What makes you to be disobedient is that you don't have faith in what your parents have told you. You doubt what they have told you, the experiences they have gone through. Doubt goes through your mind. Therefore, you don't want to obey. You say it does not work. It doesn't fit any scientific proof that this thing you're saying can work. But this morning, I'm here to tell you, by the Spirit of God, God wants to excavate the very root of doubt. God tells the man, I have healed you. Yet the man goes home with a lot of doubt and nothing happens. And he turns around to blame God, that truly he did not heal him. That God did not really heal him. God wants us to deal with an element this morning. Break the protocol. I want to break the protocol. I want to move away from the comfort zone. I want to begin to walk on water. I want to deal with doubt and unbelief. I want to bring the seas to be subject under my feet. I want to bring the wind to cease at this very hour. The storms that have come to trouble us. Can you just begin to pray? Brethren, I want you to pray. Hallelujah. For much is coming. We pray until there is a lifting. Hallelujah. Of this wave and of this storm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father. Hallelujah. Anatatuna. Maya Kasantaria Gisotana. Beya Gasato Se Karukele. Oh, my Father. Hallelujah. Maya Kasantali Bakusta Vele. The Lord says in Psalm 55, verse 8, He said, I will hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. May the Lord hasten my escape. Hallelujah. From every storm. Yes, in the name of Jesus. From every storm and from every tempest. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kashatona Kasandele. Beya Kansaria Kustembele. Baya Kasuda. Baya Kasele. Iya Kasuto Se Kalatarok. Yakapel Sotan Te Kalakana. Beya Kasuna. I speak to every doubt. I speak to every element of doubt in the mighty name of Jesus. I begin to cause my faith to rise. I speak to my heart. I speak to my mind. I speak to my emotion. I speak to my desire. I speak to my will to begin to respond to God. Yeah, Masukina, in faith, every element must respond to God. In faith, every element within me must begin to respond to God. In faith, in the mighty name of Jesus. And all the external forces and all the external elements, yet this day we command that you be quiet in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Rokosokrofila Kamanda. Yekesentela Kandostadina. Hallelujah. Psalm 107 verse 29 says, He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, begin to speak to every storm. Tell them to peace be still this morning. I don't know the storm you are confronted with. I don't know what is trying to challenge your faith. I don't know the things that have been thrown at you. Hallelujah. Ha. Just cry out to God and pray as one that means that God is able to deliver. Speak to the storms. Speak to the storms to be calm. Speak to the storm. Maybe sickness. It may be disease. It may be financial matter. It may be that you are just being cast down. Hallelujah. Whatever the storm may be, Masikondatara, no matter what the waves might be, hallelujah. Speak to them this morning. Speak to every storm. To be calm, to be silent in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Speak to them this morning. There might be a wild wind. It might be a hurricane. It might be a tempest. Whatever it is this morning, receive strength to begin to address them. Hallelujah. That they hold their peace. Hallelujah. He spoke to the tempest. He said, peace be still. Speak to your storm this morning. Let them be calm. Let there be peace in your heavens. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Speak to every wave. Speak to every wave. Hallelujah. The rolling storms. Speak to them this morning. The billows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take this song. I think it's a hymn. Let's just say, I want us to take the verse. Can we go to the verse? Yes. Amen. Let's start with that. Hallelujah. One, two, go.
When upon life billows you a tempest calls, when you are discouraged thinking all this lost, I need to surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings in the Lord, my Lord. Count your blessings in the Lord, my Lord. Count your blessings in them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Are you ever afraid? your blessing in them one by one. Find your blessing come by one. Oh, count your blessings in them one by one. And it will surprise you.
Louder, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doubt is a spirit, and the people must resist the devil, and he will flee from them. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Visit us. Visit us today, my Father. Visit us, my Father. Lord God, Lord, in a strange and in a supernatural way, Father, visit us today. Lord, we are tired of the ordinary. We are tired of the routine. Father, we want something extra today. Father, we cry out to you, O God, that you might visit us, my Father and my God. O God, that we begin to walk on water Yes, Lord, that all the elements will be subject to us today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, increase this faith. Increase our faith. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for you are about moving a people, my God, from the normal to the extra normal. Moving people from the natural to the realm of the supernatural. Father, you are moving a people, my God, from the place of comfort to the place where they begin to do exploits. Father, this is our cry, even unto you today. Touch us, Lord God. Touch us, my Father. Oh God, break, oh God, this limitation that is always before us. My Father, take it away. Oh God, that the people might enter into their inheritance. And we speak to the gates, we speak to the doors. We say, lift up your heads in the name of Jesus. We speak to every gate. We say, lift up your head. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be thou removed. You everlasting doors, that we might enter into our inheritance, that we might be totally apprehended by the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Be glorified. Be exalted. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. There is this song that rejoicing in the camp of the righteous ones. How many of us know it? Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God, brethren. Please permit me to sit down. In the course of the week, I had the opportunity of sharing this song with somebody. In fact, two people. One said that somebody in our midst here, two of them are in our midst here today, even now. One said that, I don't even want to use the pronoun he or she. One said that, would like to feel like going into depression. Another one say feel like committing suicide. I say what? Then one said, but when the he or she looks at me, I say, see, Sister Bossy, then which one is my own? I say, exactly. What is the matter? Can't your blessings? You're dwelling on the negative ones. Can't begin to count and be grateful. Have you not seen this one that did not last this much? This one that did not last. But brother, let me tell you, in the past 2 months, the compliments I receive in the body and at work, especially the radiance, the joy, people will be like, we thought we would go with him. The way you people were close. I see somebody that has gone to be in the best place, eating the angel's food. Then me, I will be down here. No. That's not the way. So the word of God abides each day. Let's tap from it. Let's walk in it. Let it strengthen us. Bro Ebere looked at me on Thursday at the family meeting and said, come, O Sister Bose. Is it the joy of grandchildren? I say much more than that. The word of God, the many parts of the scriptures that are being fulfilled in my life, the gift of life. Many of you have prayed for me, staying alone, doing this, but I tell you, I have peace. I'm closer to God than ever before. I hear him clearer. No, you know, I do less of what my mother was calling you, the crazy, the mad. Say any little thing that she will start, you the crazy, the mad, you the crazy, the mad. So, peace, joy. Brethren, let us be settled in God's presence. Let us be settled in his word. Let the word abide. Let's take a day at a time. Let's not be encumbered. Let's not be entangled. Let's not be in Tunumbu, say, Nigeria, say, our sufficiency is of God. Praise God, brethren.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This song is coming to my heart.
make the sun rise. Shout for joy, you make my heart sing. For the knowledge of you, make the sun set. Show forth your praise, you make my heart. He made the
Sami, please can you come?
All right. God.